Proclamation number 4702 of 1st of August, 1949. Turning the Will to God, Passing the Earth Life Test. The spiritual being which has decided to return to God in free will also pass the test of earthly life, for the will alone is decisive in order to also receive the strength from God. God will support the will turned towards Him in every way, and even if the temptations approach him, God will hold him so that he will not fall. He will come to meet him as soon as he takes the right path to him through his direction of will. The will towards God is the beginning of the redemption of the spiritual from form. But the human being must constantly mature through constant struggle. Consequently, his will is repeatedly put to the test by oppositions which he will either defeat or change his will. But the fact that the human being now completely distances himself from God, that he turns his will away from him again, will never be the case, because God no longer gives anything which once voluntarily submitted itself to him, thus was determined to strive towards him. Periods of standstill can certainly occur. The human being can be indecisive and temporarily pay tribute to the world, yet again and again he will return to the one who gave him life. Again and again a desire will arise in him to move within the eternal order, thus to fulfill the divine commandments, and this is synonymous with the subordination of the will to God's will and thus already a past test of faith which ends with union with God. At the beginning of its embodiment as a human being, the soul declares itself willing to take on earthly life for the purpose of final maturing. Thus the will to belong to God and to do an earthly life what earns it union with Him is first awakened in it. But it also has to carry out this will in full consciousness as a human being. And therefore it is, so to speak, freely placed into earthly life so that it can make a decision, and the human being can only make this decision as soon as he becomes aware of his distance from God. Thus he has to recognize his deficient state and strive for perfection, by which he therefore also strives towards God Himself. Then his will also become active, and then God will also provide him with strength and never ever let him fall back into the hands of the adversary, from whom the human being has voluntarily withdrawn. Then he will constantly find support from those beings which have already completely entered into God's will and also want to move people towards it. 2nd of the 8th, 1949. Then they will no longer stand alone in the fight against the temptations of this world. Then the beings of light will mentally influence the human being, and the will towards God will become ever stronger and therefore the supply of strength will also increase, because by fulfilling God's commandments the human being will be in contact with the giver of strength and will constantly be able to accept strength from him. And the path of earthly life will not be unsuccessful, the human being will reach his aim. The unification with God. Because his will is turned towards God. Amen.